All right, I want you to find your place in the book of Exodus chapter 24 tonight, Exodus chapter 24. This is our Old Testament book that we're studying through together, and we've come to Exodus chapter 24, verse number 12, Exodus 24, verse 12. Last time we preached in this book, we preached on the opening 11 verses of this book, of this chapter. We pick up our reading in verse number 12, Exodus chapter 24, verse 12. Exodus 24:12. The Lord said unto Moses, Go up to me, come up to me into the mount, and be there. And I will give thee tables of stone, and a law, and commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them. And Moses rose up, and his minister Joshua, and Moses went up into the mount of God. He said unto the elders, Tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got him up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. Great passage of Scripture. And tonight I preach to you on this subject, alone with God. Alone with God. Let's pray together. We share this thought. Father, we love you tonight. Would you speak to our hearts? Would you help us to understand what these verses are teaching? We love you tonight. Help us to love you more in Jesus' name. Amen. The last message we preached in this book, we considered true Bible worship. Now, in that particular message, in the opening 11 verses of that chapter, of this chapter, we saw that worship of the Lord is only to be given to the Lord. It involves separation unto the Lord. It involves the Word of God. It involves sacrifice unto the Lord. It involves sprinkling of blood and submission to the Lord. And when we worship God in this way, we finished in verse number 11, last time we preached here, that we will see God in a way that we've never seen Him before. Now, in the closing verses of this chapter, beginning with verse number 12, going down through verse number 18, we see Moses is singled out by the Lord. And he's singled out to come up unto him into the mountain. Now, it's this thought of Moses being invited to come and spend time alone with God that has arrested my attention. Now, this thought of a man being invited to spend time alone with God is an awesome thought indeed. Now, as we consider how Moses went into that mountain and spent 40 days and 40 nights with God, we can get some wonderful truths about communing with God that we can certainly apply to our lives today. Let me say this to you. There are several things that we can get about communion with God when you study through the Bible. I'm not going to exhaust this subject tonight, but I am going to tie myself down to these verses in verses 12 to 18, and I want to give you four thoughts about being alone with God that we learn and can apply from Moses' life into our own life here. I want us, as we look at Moses alone with God on top of that mountain, I want us to see ourselves in Moses' shoes and ask God to speak to our heart about our personal walk with God. Now, before we get to the main outline, let us never forget how much we truly and desperately need time alone with God. The Christian life depends on that. Your marriage depends on that. Raising children, living in troublesome times, dealing with trials, dealing with the worries and fears of life, you name it, it demands time alone with God. We need the Lord. We need time alone with God. And if we don't have this time alone with Him, we will crumble. We will crumble. Now I want to give you four things about being alone with God. Being alone with God. I'm a little unsteady on my feet here. I think it's my sinuses. So I'm going to tie myself down to the pulpit here. So if I start falling down, so somebody come pick me up, all right? Don't make me preach laying down here on the ground what I'm saying to you, okay? Number one, we see first of all the privilege of being alone with God. Now look at verse number 12, and let me just show you how the Lord spoke to my heart here. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount." Now, I just want to stop right there. Notice in this verse how the Lord invited Moses to come up unto him into the mount. See, this was God's personal invitation to Moses. A sinful man to spend time alone with Him. I'm talking about the God of the universe, friends. The God who spoke the world into existence. This is no doubt an exalted privilege. Hey, it's a privilege to be able to get alone with God. That's a privilege. That's an honor. It's an honor to get alone somewhere with the Lord. Now, while in this text, only Moses was invited to spend time alone with God, because this is Mount Sinai, which stands for the law, which means stay away, stay away, stay away. Even though here, only Moses was invited to spend time alone with God, in the New Testament, all those who are born again children of God have been invited to come into His presence. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 22 says this, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water." In other words, what the Word of God's telling us there is just as Moses was invited alone up to the top of the mountain, God has invited every child of God because of the shed blood of Jesus Christ. There's an open invitation into the presence of God today. And friends, let me tell you something. That's a privilege. It is a privilege to be able to spend time alone with God. Just you and Him. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:14-16, seeing then we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. As I was studying these verses, the Lord just stopped me right there at this first point where God told Moses, come up into the mountain unto me. Come to me. And I just started dwelling on that and thinking, what a privilege. What a privilege. So first of all, we see time alone with God. We see the privilege of being alone with God. Number two, let's notice now in these verses now, I'm not talking about the whole Word of God. In other words, this is the only part. No, I'm tying myself down to these verses and I'm giving you number two, the purpose of time alone with God. The purpose of it. What was the purpose that God gave Moses for coming to spend time with Him alone? Now again, I emphasize, I'm not talking about all the purposes because this is not a topical message. In other words, we know there's all kinds of purposes to spend time alone with Him, like praising Him, drawing from Him, all these kind of things. But according to these verses, what was the purpose that God gave him? What was the purpose that God gave him? Look at verse number 12. The Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mount and be there. Now notice this now. And I will give thee tables of stone and a law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them. Now, in that, I see the purpose of being alone with God. We see God had a purpose now for inviting Moses into His presence on that mountain. His purpose for Moses was twofold. First of all, it was to receive His instruction. Secondly, it was to teach others what He was given. Now, friends, as you look at these things, we can get some great reasons why we should get alone with God. First of all, I've already said it, I'm just going to elaborate here. We should spend time alone with God to receive His instructions for our lives. There's an obvious application here to the Word of God and our quiet time with the Lord. We should not go into God's presence telling Him what He should do. We should go into His presence listening to what He wants us to do. There's a big difference here. We should get alone with God to know the mind of God and to receive His instructions for our lives. See, the point here is we should get alone with God to know God's will. You understand what I'm saying to you? You can know God's will only if you get alone with God. Now, we know that God's will is found in the Word of God. And I'm saying that when you get alone with God, when you meditate with God, I'm talking about you get alone in your quiet time with God, whatever your mountain is, everybody will have a mountain, friends. I don't know where your mountain is. I don't know what your closet is in the New Testament. Moses' mountain was here. Your closet may be something, I'm talking about somewhere else. You've heard our preacher Lashley said I'm talking about while he was here. I'm sure he probably still uses his secret place over on the lake, where it's just him and God. You may tell you where my mountain is, at least one of my mountains is in this life, it's my truck. Because I can get in my truck, shut the door, roll the windows up and lock the doors and shut the world out, and it's just me and God in the cab of that truck. Let me tell you something. It's good to find a mountain. It's good to find a secret place. It's good to find a place that you get alone with God and it's only you and Him. It's good to have a place like that. It's needful to have a place like that. We need to have a place like that. Why? What's the purpose of it? So we can find out His will for our lives. That's what He told Moses. He said, I want you to come up into the mountain with me because I've got instructions for you to follow. Are you listening to me? If Moses had not gone up into the mountain, he wouldn't have received the instructions. He had to go get alone with God on God's terms. And when he did, we're going to read about it starting about the tabernacle. This is where he hears about the tabernacle. This is where he gets the two tables of stone he comes down off the mountain with. It's all during this time alone with God. Now I'm convicted here because I don't want to compare my time alone with God with anybody else's time alone with God. If you think you spend enough time alone with God, you're fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. There is nobody who spends enough time alone with God. Nobody. We can all spend more time alone with God. Well, let me say this to you. We all need to spend more time alone with God. Why? What's the purpose of it? To find His will. Secondly, this is the second purpose. We should spend time alone with God in order to teach others what He teaches us. This is what He told Moses. He told Moses right here, he said, I will give thee tables of stone and the law and commandments which I have written that thou mayest teach them. Now get this. This is an obvious application for preachers and teachers of God's Word. No doubt. As one man said, and I quote, the laws of God needed to be taught to the people. That is still true today. God's Word needs to be taught in our churches. But often churches are so given to entertainment that they do little educating. Note, before Moses taught, he was given the Word. The principle is that before one teaches or preaches the Word of God, he must get into it and study it. You know, there are some folks who don't even believe in study. They believe that you just need to get a Bible or open it up and let the Spirit lead. In other words, I think they're few and far between. I don't know anybody personally like this, but I know that folks like this exist where they believe that you just get up on a Sunday morning, open the Bible wherever it wherever it opens to, a Holy, just let the Holy Spirit lead you right there and preach on it for a little while. You listening to me? I'm not going to approach it that way, friends. Now, I'm not going to criticize anybody, okay? Because the Holy Spirit can do anything he wants to do, but the devil can lead in something like that too, friends. Amen. You know, you've heard the story about how it says Judas went and hanged himself, and they turn to the next verse and says, go and do thou likewise. You know what I mean? All these kind of things. You have to be, some of you get that by freight sometime tomorrow. But anyway, you have to be careful. What am I saying to you here? I'm saying this. Let us who teach and preach the word of God spend time alone with God, allowing him to teach us first. Have you ever heard this? Teach out of the overflow. You ever heard that statement? You know what that means? That means teach out of what's coming out of your time alone with God. You should go to the pulpit, or you should go to the podium, if you're a teacher or you're a preacher or whatever, you should go to the pulpit or the podium overflowing. What that means is you shouldn't have to be digging in the pulpit. You should have already dug so that you're giving the overflow to the people. Do you understand what I'm saying to you here? This is the thought here. God says, Moses, come up to me. I've got instructions for you, and my purpose is that you understand them. Then you go down on the mountain and you give them to the people. And let me say this to you. If I am a pastor, I'm not, but if I am a pastor that gets up here and wings it, get rid of me. Did you hear what I just said? If I'm a pastor that never spends time alone with God, it'll show. You can't hide that. It'll show. And if I'm a pastor that constantly does not walk with God, 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 and I'm coming up here always putting a Snicker bar in your gully, instead of vegetables every now and then, or a carrot every now and then, or this over here, or a piece of meat every now and then. Listen, friends, if a pastor does not study, does not spend time with the Lord, he is a thief. He's a thief. And let me say this to you, it's no better for a Sunday school teacher. If you get up and teach on Sunday, but you've not spent time with God over your lesson, at least spending time alone with God to bless what you're going to teach. Friends, you, listen, you do not need to be teaching. It's that simple. I would rather, now this is the honest truth, I would rather have one teacher spirit-filled and have boys and girls and men and women in the auditorium and one spirit-filled teacher teaching everybody as to have a majority of teachers that are not spirit-filled and not giving the Bible the way God wants it to be given in our Sunday school classes. I mean that with every ounce of my being. I mean it with every ounce of my being. Let us spend time alone with God before we ever tell others what he has told us. By the way, how can you tell others what he's told you if you haven't spent time with him? So number one, we see time alone with God. It's a privilege. The privilege of it. The purpose of it is to find out God's will so we can teach others also. 2 Timothy 2:2 says, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who should be able to teach others also. God does not give us truth to inhale it and never let it out. God gives us truth to inhale and exhale. He wants to give it to us to give it to others. And he does that when we spend time alone with him. Number three, we notice, now again, I'm tying myself down to these verses here. We see the privilege of being alone with God. We see the purpose of being alone with God. Number three, we see the patience needed in being alone with God. Now, let me show you what I'm talking about. Look at verse number 13. God told Moses, he said, listen, he said, come up to me into the mountain. And I'm going to give you tables of stone, I'm going to give you a law, I'm going to give you commandments, which I've written, that you can go and teach them. Notice verse 13, Moses rose up and his minister Joshua. Moses went up into the mount of God. So he's obeying the Lord. He's got God's promises. God has promised that he's going to speak to him. God has promised that he's going to give him instructions. He has the word of God, okay? And he said unto the elders, verse 14, tarry ye here for us until we come again unto you. And behold, Aaron and Hur are with you. If you have any man, if any man have any matters to do, let him come unto them. So he's delegating, he's leaving people in charge. And notice verse 15, and Moses went up into the mountain, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. Now, this is where I get patience. God told Moses, come up into the mountain. I have instructions. I have a law to give to you. I have commandments I'm going to share with you in order that you can go right back down the mountain and give it to other people. And notice in verse 12 how God said, come up into the mountain and be there. That's what he says. Be there. You know what those words be there means? It's in present tense. It means stay. Get there and stay there. Don't move. Get there, stay there. At this time, Moses rose up. And the Bible says in Joshua, his minister. Now let me take a sidetrack here, okay? I'm deviating from the main thought here about walking with God and time alone with God. But let me just deviate right here and say this. Young people, it's a good idea to get around a faithful man or woman of God who spends time alone with God. Just like Joshua got as close to Moses as he could have. It's interesting that he says Moses got up and Joshua, his minister. Let me tell you what I mean this with the utmost respect. I'm talking about the older saints of God in this church. I'm talking about the older saints of God who've walked with God for years. I'm talking about the older saints of God, men and women alike, that you know can get a prayer through to God. This older generation of God. I'm talking about these older generation of God's people. Young people. That's my age. That's on down. Whatever the case may be, get alone with them. Pick their brain. Get with them. Spend some time with them. Ask them to teach you how they walk with God. How do you get a prayer through? How do you do your quiet time? How do you read your Bible? When do you do it? Hey, let me tell you something. The older generation, if you have a young person come to you that way, that's a privilege to have somebody like that come to you. And if you turn them away, shame on you. Shame on you. But shame on the younger generation for not doing it. We need these older generation Christians. We need them. And I want you to know, as your pastor, if you consider yourself a senior saint, you consider yourself an older believer, somebody that's kind of been down the road, you've got a few miles on you. Let me tell you something. Don't you ever believe the devil and think, I'm talking about who tries to get you to think that you're washed up. You're over the hill. You might as well throw it in. Listen, you spend time alone with God and you can do a whole lot more than some people who don't. Amen. You let this younger generation come and pick your brain. You let them come and sit down with you and talk to you about how you walk with God. Hey, it's a good thing to be known as Moses' minister. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, Moses went up into the mountain. The cloud covered that mountain. The glory of the Lord abode on that mountain and covered it for 6 days. It wasn't until the seventh day that the Lord called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. You know what this goes to show? This goes to show that Moses waited right there for that long before he heard the voice of God. You know, Moses doing this, the Lord spoke to my heart here about how spending time alone with God many times calls for patience on our part. Let me say this to you. None of us like this, including me. God is not on our timetable. Let me say that again. God is not on our timetable. Have you ever gone to God wanting Him to give you an answer yesterday? Everybody understand what I'm asking? You ever had something hit you and you just had to have God answer you? And you know God's told you, get alone with me, get alone with me, get alone with me, get alone with me. And you get alone with him expecting him to speak to you that day, and he didn't. You go back into his presence begging him to speak to you again, and he didn't speak to you the second day. Ever happened? Join Moses. God said, come up to me, I've got a plan for your life. Come up to me and get alone with me. And just be there. That's what he said. Just be there. Because I have tables of stone I'm going to give you with the law on it. I have commandments. I have instructions for you. All Moses had was God's word. That's it. And may I say this to you? That's all we have too, friends. This is all we have. We have the word of God. Has God promised in his word to answer prayer? Yes or no? Yes. Does he promise to speak to our heart, knock on our heart? Yes or no? Yes. But the devil is a master. I don't say that to exalt him. I say that to expose him. He's a master at trying to take the waiting period of God and trying to turn you against God and try to make you think God didn't keep his word. He didn't keep his promise. Let me say something to you. God never told Moses, go up there and on that day I will speak to you. He never did. He simply said, come up to me, be there, and I will do this. That's all he said. Why do we try to put God in a box? Now, we're all guilty of it. I've been guilty of it. I'm sure maybe you have been guilty of it. Here's what I'm saying. God will speak when he desires to. And God will speak when he knows we are ready to receive it. You ever gone to God alone and feel like he didn't answer you? Could it be he was wanting you to be patient? Could it be that you're in the midst of a waiting period? Just like Moses. See, the Bible's silent about what Moses did on those 6 days. He's silent. But all we can do is just leave it to our imagination. I'm not going to elaborate on this. I'm not going to speculate on this because I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, when he went up on that day, could it be that he was expecting God to speak to him that day? I don't know. What about the second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day, sixth day? Nothing. But because he stayed right there, he did not jump ship. He did not, as far as we know, disbelieve God. He stayed right where God told him. He just kept obeying God. And as he kept obeying God, the day came when he heard the voice of God. Let me say this to you. If you live in obedience to the Lord, you're walking with God on a daily basis, you're getting alone with God on a daily basis, it may seem like he's a million miles away, but if you keep on going into his presence, 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 because that's what he's told you to do. You just keep obeying him. Keep going there. Keep being there. You keep on doing it. Eventually, he's going to speak to you, friends. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But you must be patient. Isaiah 40 verse 31 says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. A little chorus that goes with that kind of helps you memorize it. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. God, every now and then, will put us into a waiting period. Some of you know what I'm talking about, don't you? He does it not to hurt us, but to build us. The word of God says in Jeremiah 14:22, are there not any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Art not thou he, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait upon thee. For thou hast made all these things. 2 Timothy 2:24, and the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient. James chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it until he receive the early and latter rain. Be ye also patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. It's talking about the coming of the Lord. The same principle applies here to your walk with God. Hey, let me ask you a question. Are you troubled about the things that are happening in America? You troubled about maybe the upcoming elections or all these things that are going on down in Houston and up in Idaho and all these other kind of places? Are you troubled about those kind of things? You know what God's saying? Just be patient. Just be patient. See, friends, we know if you're saved, you know in your heart that you're on the winning side. Amen? You know you're on the winning side. But it sure does get hard waiting, doesn't it? It's hard. It's hard to wait. I was reading something. It's on these news reports, you know, that I get alerts on my phone. And I saw a man holding a sign that says, if Jesus comes again, kill him again. Holding a sign. If Jesus comes again, kill him again. I've got news for that man. Nobody's going to kill him again. Amen. And that man will bow just like anybody else does. But let me say this to you. Here's the grace of our God. God loves that man as much as he loves me. And that man doesn't have the slightest idea that the reason they killed Jesus, by the way, nobody killed him anyway. That's what the Bible says. He laid his life down. The reason he did it was for somebody like him. They hate Jesus. They don't want him to come back. But let me say this to you, friends. He's not going to ask their permission. Amen. He's going to come on back anyway. And may I say this to you? It'd be just fine. Come now, please. Amen or not, friends. I mean, come right now. I mean, come and take us out of this place. I mean, I'm ready to go home. I am. I'm ready to get out of here. I'm ready to go home. But until then, be patient. Establish your heart. For the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. We learned that right here, even in the Old Testament. Sometimes you have to wait on God. Hard, isn't it? Can I get an amen there, please? It's hard waiting on God, I know. Then a fourth and final thing that we learn here. If we learn in verse 17 and 18, the latter part of verse number 18, look at it. And Moses was in the mount 40 days, 40 nights. The final thing I see is not only do we see the privilege of being alone with God. The purpose of being alone in these verses was to find out God's will and then to go and teach it to others. We've seen the patience needed in being alone with God, that He doesn't always speak on our timetable. He'll speak when He's ready and we're ready. And then we close with this. We see the persistence in being alone with God. Verse 18 tells us that Moses went in what was in that mountain alone with God for 40 days, 40 nights. We see in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9, that he didn't eat or drink anything during those days. Now that means God performed a miracle in his life, is what it means. In this we see Moses was not going to leave until the Lord was done with him. He persisted on that mountain, being alone with God, receiving everything he needed before he went back down the mountain to teach the people. You know, there's a commentary that puts it well by saying, Moses would never have been the lawgiver he was had he not remained there on the mount in the sight of the glory and in communion with his God. The disciples would never have wrought as they did had they not tarried in Jerusalem like Jesus told them, till they were empowered from on high. Eminent preachers and teachers would never have thrilled and won hearts to Christ as they have had they not gained their power in long seasons of prayer and communion with God. Boy, I'm cut. I want God's power. The Holy Spirit's speaking to my heart, impressing me with this question. How bad? How bad do you want my power? Preachers fail and teachers fail because we are so little on the mount, alone with God. The point is, we need to persistently walk with God on a daily basis. There should never be a day go by that we're not found alone with God on the mountain. Some people don't mind spending a day or two waiting on God. Not a week. Not 7 days. Friends, if you're going to hear from God in your alone time with God, you must be patient and you must be persistent. We learn it from these verses right here. The Lord, get this now, the Lord had a mighty work for Moses to do. But Moses would never be ready until he got alone with God on this mountain. One commentator put, as nature has its barren winter and fruitful harvest, so God's heroes have the winter of seclusion and the autumn of golden productiveness. The only way he could have this time alone with God that he so desperately needed was at God's own invitation. He could never approach God without God inviting him. Because remember, this is Mount Sinai. This is the one where they had the border, and even if the hoof of an animal touched it, it dropped dead. They killed it. Shoot darts through it, or whatever the case may be. Going by memory, I may have some of that wrong. But it was sudden death, sudden death. Moses could only have this time alone with God because God invited him to come up. The Lord extended his gracious invitation to Moses, and Moses obeyed. And as a result of this time alone with God, and we're getting ready to start on the tabernacle, because Moses, during those 40 days and 40 nights, God's given him the tabernacle, okay? We're going to study that together. But when it's all said and done, after the 40 days and 40 nights, when Moses came down off that mountain, something was different. You read it in Exodus 34:29. Here's what it says. And it came to pass when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wist not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. The point is that when Moses came down from that time alone with God, it took God 7 days to even speak. But because he persisted and stayed there and he was patient with the Lord, and the Lord was gracious to him and just testing Moses, if you will, God spoke to him and kept him up there 40 days and 40 nights and showered on him the dimensions of the tabernacle. It's going to be beautiful studying that with you. But when Moses comes down, the Bible says he didn't even know. His face was shining. What an impact that meeting with God on that mountain had on Moses. You know what I desire? I really do. I desire for a lost and dying world to see a bunch of Moses from Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church coming down off the mountain whose faces are shining because they've been alone with God. I want to ask you tonight, how's your walk with God? I'm not asking, are you reading the Bible every day? Are you praying? I'm not asking that. I'm asking, how is your walk with God? Are you truly spending time alone with God? This is the need of the hour. This is the need of this church. This is the need of our Sunday school classes, our bus routes. This is the need of your pastor, your marriage, your work, your children. This is it. God is the answer. We need to get alone with God and say, God, help us be patient. Help us just to be there. And if He doesn't speak on the first day, don't move. If He doesn't speak on the second day, don't move. Just keep obeying. See, you're there as obedience to the Lord. You understand what I'm saying to you? If He doesn't speak the third day, just stay there. Don't move. You get itchy. I'm going to get something done here. I'm saying, stay there. And eventually, God will speak. Show you things that you never dreamed. And it'll show on your face that you've been with God. Can I ask this and then we'll close? If somebody will come to be ready to play piano, let me ask you this question now, right here. Is your face shining tonight? Is there a glow about you that maybe you don't even know? Moses didn't even know it. But everybody else sure did. Can somebody look at you and say, there's a man, or there's a woman who's been alone with God? God, give that to us. Amen or not tonight. I want to ask you to bow your head, close your eyes. I'm not going to have any singing tonight, Brother Gary. Just begin to play through softly. How many tonight say, Jody, this is me. Boy, I need this. I need to spend time alone with God. Just get out of your seat. Come on, come on. Come talk to God about it. Come talk to the Lord. Say, this is me. I need time alone with God. Oh, this is what I need. I need this. If you're not going to come forward, but God's dealing with you, just make an altar of your seat right there. Talk to God. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. We need to draw strength from God. Just keep on playing. Just spend time with Him there. Spend time with Him. She's playing through. Folks are praying. I want you to look this way. Jesus Christ Himself said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest." What I'm convicted of tonight is saying I want God's power. And the Lord, say, prove it. Prove it. This is what it's about. Here's how the Lord works. I wasn't even going to preach that tonight. I began studying that around 11 o'clock today. And God just bang, 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 bang. It's not always like that, friends. Could it be that God wanted this message for this hour for you? So He rushed it for me. This is it. This is it. May the Lord add His blessing to it. Okay? Father, we love You tonight. Pray that You'll take these thoughts and use them. Father, help this to be a church that gets along with God. Help me to be a pastor, a husband, a father, a son, a brother that gets along with God. May Thy will be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, precious people. If there's anybody here who does not know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'm going to be right here. You come up and see me. We'll be happy to take a Bible and share with you the gospel. Anybody who does not know for sure you're going to heaven, you come see us. We'll help you as long as it takes. Thank you for being here tonight. God bless you. We'll see you on Sunday.